it's always this weird, awkward moment right before. It's like, what are you supposed to say?
Yeah.
Say like, hi.
Hi, I am Kimberly Adams. Welcome back to Make Me Smart, where we try to make today make sense. Kai is out today, but joining me is Marketplace's Justin Ho. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Kimberly. Good to be here, I guess, on Hollowed Out Shell Thursday. Nice day to start the show on. How's your shell feeling today?
Pretty hollow. I'll say I'm worried about this latest variant, which I guess is a good segue to getting to the news, which is that today President Biden laid out his strategy and new actions, as the White House briefing says, new actions to protect Americans against the Delta and Omicron. Oh, gosh, we got guidance on how to say this today. What was it?
Oh, yes.
Omicron?
I think you had it right. Omicron.
Omicron variants as we battle COVID-19 this winter, which is basically everybody get a shot. Everybody get a shot and a booster shot. Mm-hmm. Kids get shots. And it really seemed to indicate that the Biden administration has the opinion that we can't take any more lockdowns. Like, I think emotionally we can't take it. I think economically we can't take it. And it doesn't seem to, you know, have gotten us to where we needed to be in the first place. But at the same time, you had, you know, the head of the WTO, the World Trade Organization, complaining today on CNBC about these global inequities in the distribution of COVID vaccine, which mm-hmm. is why we, you know, many scientists would say we're having all these new variants pop up in the first place, and that you just cannot have one country with everyone vaccinated and other countries with almost no one vaccinated and expect it's just going to all be fine.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny because I don't know. I got the booster shot about a month ago, maybe, and I had mm-hmm. no problem going right in. They clearly had plenty in the back. And, there's obviously this big push today that we're talking about. So it's interesting. We certainly do have a lot here in the U.S.
Yeah, I think that it's not necessarily like the shortage here. It's the people who don't want to get the shot. But I don't know. I guess I just didn't. And this is like full hollowed out shell, Kimberly. I just did not think we'd still be here heading into this winter and that people would still be getting sick and dying of something that we can fix. And yet here we are. So I hope that the people who can and I don't know, like months ago when the vaccines were first rolling out and they started talking about the boosters. I remember we had this discussion of like, is it okay for us to get booster shots when so much of the rest of the world doesn't even have access to shots? And I still feel some kind of way about it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, like we do have a lot here and that's part of our strategy, I guess. But I mean, to your point, I mean, like you're saying, a lot of this feels like we're just back, you know, right back in March and April of 2020 and minus the mandates, this is kind of the same message. It's please get vaccinated. Please get vaccinated. Businesses, tell your employees to get vaccinated. It seems like they're running out of options here.
But I wonder, like, are people going to be willing to be as serious about it moving forward? Like, I went for the first time, I think since the pandemic, to like an indoor comedy show last night, and lots of people were unmasked, eating and drinking in this kind of tightly packed venue. And I was like, this is probably not great. And if it had been a year ago, there's no way I would have done this. And given that the pandemic is not over, why is my brain acting differently? And that is cause for concern, because I think a lot of us are just so exhausted that even those of us who've been vigilant most of this time, we're starting to slip up a bit. Anyway, you probably have news fixes as well.
Yeah, well, I have a sort of similar one. I mean, on the theme of, like, is this March of 2020 or is this December 2nd of 2021? So Kroger, the supermarket chain, they came out with, I think it was their third quarter earnings today. And the takeaway was that sales grew last quarter, and it grew pretty well, mostly because people are, like, buying stuff to cook at home. And that's what got me thinking, like, okay, this is what year is this? Is this the start of the pandemic? Like, are we still talking about cooking at home? I thought people were going outside and eating, like you just said.
You were the bread person at the beginning of the pandemic.
That's
right.
You had
so many bread things. How many? You were like sourdough expert at the beginning, weren't you?
Yeah. And I mean, to my credit, I've been doing it before the pandemic. So okay. I was like, so, you guys are all just jumping on my hobby. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, it's funny because, you know, yeah, it makes total sense that we're still cooking at home. I mean, it was just the holidays. It was Thanksgiving. I mean, there was probably some, you know, higher numbers because of that. But we're also hearing every day about how spending is apparently coming back in in-person services like comedy shows and like, you know, restaurants and theaters or whatever. And it struck me as a moment where there just seemed like there are some parts of this pandemic that haven't gone away and might never go away. Maybe this is, you know, Kroger is suited to do pretty well because we're going to be cooking a lot home, you know, we're going to be cooking at home a lot more. And that's just the new reality.
Well, and I guess people don't really unlearn how to make bread when you went on a, like, not you because you were doing it before it was cool, but when everybody else went on their bread making kick. And like, I also realized I was spending way too much getting ramen delivery. And so like a couple of weeks ago, I figured out how to make my own ramen noodles, which is, you know, I'm probably going to be buying those ingredients for the foreseeable future because, you know, that's my life. But yeah, I think all of us, it's been very interesting to see what of the pandemic habits are permanent. And, you know, apparently not caring about other people enough to get vaccinated is one of them. But yeah.
Yeah, and there was also a funny line I wanted to bring up because in Kroger's earnings call, so the CEO came out and made that point that like, hey, you know, this is not going away. We're still capturing, you know, a lot of people spending. And his line, which I thought I'd paraphrase, was, "We believe grocery stores are continuing to capture the majority share of stomach." Share of stomach. I had never heard that phrase before, but it's apparently like this, like, this retail phrase. I'm sure some listeners have heard of it, but I had never heard of that. Like competing for space in your stomach.
Not even share of your plate or share of your food budget. Share of stomach. Yes.
Share of your stomach.
That's awesome.
They're like competing with pizza and bagels or whatever you're eating.
Well, that's good. That's a good segue to the make me smile, because you actually found a way to go from full hollowed out into a smile. I love it.
Well, you take it first. I think I want to hear yours.
Okay, mine is a full nerd just thing. So today is, like, the date is not only a palindrome, it is also an ambigram, which means that if you write out today's date, it reads the same from left to right, right to left, and also upside down. And of course, we'll have links to this image on the show notes page. Isn't it cool?
Let's just spell it out. So I have it open here. 1202 for December 2nd, 2021. 1202-2021. That's so crazy. That is insane.
Yeah, and if you're one of those like people who puts like the year first for whatever reason, it also works that way. If it's like 2021-1202, it still does it the same thing. Very
cool. Oh, that's
cool.
Great. Like European
and nerdy
format.
Yeah.
That is funny.
Yeah. And wait, the Detroit Free Press has a story with like all sorts of cool stats about this particular date. Hold on, let me pull it up. Okay. So let's see. Right. It's an 8-digit palindrome, which only occurs 12 times this century, The next one doesn't come until March 2nd, 2030. And then, let's see, 2021 has 22 palindrome dates of at least 4 digits, which won't happen again for 90 years in 2111. Isn't that so weird to think about that date, 2111? Wait, 2111. It feels weird saying it. Okay.
I'm just like still numbers. I had no idea what an anagram was. So that's when you can flip it upside down and it's the same.
I looked these words up today. Today.
Well, I've got another nerdy one. I think some listeners might know that Kimberly is a gigantic space enthusiast. And
I love
today,
that you said enthusiast instead of nerd. Thank you.
Well, I think it's really cool. And there was actually a spacewalk today. And I figured that was right up your alley. Important to note, this is not one of those like billionaire like space adjacent things where Exactly. This is an actual spacewalk. So I guess a couple of NASA astronauts had to replace a bad antenna on the International Space Station. And they did it this morning. It took like 6.5 hours. And two of them went out there, fixed it up, installed a new one. And that was that. And it was also crazy because apparently there was some drama earlier in this week. On Tuesday, they were supposed to do it, but NASA got word that there was a like some debris. They got a debris notification, like space junk, I guess, and figured it was too risky to send the astronauts out there.
Yes, just like in that Sandra Bullock movie. It's literally that. So the Russians did an anti-satellite test 2 weeks ago that basically blew up a satellite in space and created this debris cloud that literally put the astronauts at risk. Fun fact, one of my very first stories when I came to Marketplace was like, I think it was a 3-part series on space junk because wow. I was very fascinated by it. And I talked to the guy who's the origins of this theory called the Kessler syndrome, which he came up with this idea like decades and decades ago. And he was like, look, if we keep having all this junk in space, eventually the junk is going to hit each other and create more junk. And that's going to hit more junk. And eventually we're going to have this huge cloud of space junk around the planet. And it's going to be a problem. And everyone's like, no, that's never going to happen. And it did. And
oh, God.
And also, because I'm going to go full nerd here, in that series I did on orbital debris, I also used clips from an anime series that is literally about astronauts living in space who are like space garbage collectors whose job it is to clean up orbital debris from around the Earth.
Amazing. Amazing. We should pull that up. That's a great series.
Okay.
Did you have any more? Or are you done? Nerd.
No, I'm done. That's it. I think I've shown more than enough of the nerd today.
Well, you should let us know if there's something that's making you smile. You can email us. We're at makemesmart@marketplace.org. You can also call us. Our number is 508-827-6278. That's 508-UB-SMART. And you can also write to us on our website, marketplace.org/makemesmart. And then you can attach an audio file.
Yes, we ask people to do this all the time. It really does make your voice sound so much more rich. That is it for us today. I will be back tomorrow with Marketplace's Samantha Fields for Economics on Tap and the YouTube live stream. That's going to be at 3:30 p.m. Pacific and 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Over here, it will be pitch dark already. And if you don't want to miss a show, please be sure to subscribe to this podcast so that you can get new episodes straight to your feed. I love this music. Isn't it fun?
It's good. It's really good.
Make Me Smart is produced by Marissa Cabrera with help from Marque Green. Today's episode was engineered by Brian Allison.
Bridget Bodner is the senior producer, and the director of On Demand is Donna Tam.
I think considering it's hollowed out shell of a Thursday, like we did all right. I feel less hollow now.
Yeah, I was going to say that the word shell reminds me of Mario Kart, and Mario Kart makes me happy. So,
oh,
there you go.
Why does shell remind you of Mario Kart?
you can shoot shells at other carts in Mario Kart. You can like shoot a red shell, get in front of them. We'll play sometime.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.